Anonymous asks, "Hello and God bless you. I'm not Jewish, but I'm trying to understand the Jewish faith as best I can. Recently, I was speaking to a Roman Catholic who claims their doctrine of purgatory, as they understand it, is also believed in Judaism as well. I've done some research and found very limited passages in the Talmud regarding a purgatorial state. Yet I'm not sure if the Roman Catholic view and the Jewish view truly do agree. Roman Catholicism teaches that those that die with mortal sin will go into eternal punishment, hell, Gehenna. Those who die with lesser sins will go to purgatory, where they will suffer indefinitely until they are purified from the stains of sin. Finally, those who die in a state of grace will go to heaven. They also claim that the Kaddish is an example of prayer for the dead. But from what I understand, it isn't a prayer for the dead, but rather the Kaddish is a prayer acknowledging God's sovereignty and has more to do with the mourner than for the deceased. From what I understand regarding the Jewish view, there is no clear definition of hell, but there is no such thing as eternal punishment. All will spend some time in a purgatory, but the most one can spend there is 12 months, and that would be for the most evil of people. With that in mind, what about a Hitler or a Stalin? Would evil people thus be guaranteed heaven after going through purgatory? Is purgatory like the Catholic version, where one suffers until they are purged from sin, or is it something else entirely? Also, how do the rabbis interpret it? It seems the school of Shammai believe that there will be three groups on Judgment Day, the wicked, the righteous, and those in between. The school of Hillel seem not to believe in purgatory, saying that he who is master of grace tends towards grace. And what of the roots of the purgatorial belief? According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, Kaufman Kohler claims that the idea came from Zen Avesta. Was this belief in purgatory an influence on Judaism, or is the belief Torah-based? I know that these are many questions to answer, but like I stated earlier, I really am trying to understand." Okay, I will tell you the following. In Jewish belief, after death, there is the world of souls called Gan Eden, which is the beginning of the reward of the righteous. There are people whose sins have been atoned for in this world and will go directly into Gan Eden. And then there is Gehenna. Gehenna is the place where people go, whether they were totally wicked or not, to begin to be purged from the sins that they committed in this world, so they will be able to then ascend to Gan Eden. And there is no third place. All of the punishment for sins and the purging of the sins takes place in Gehenna. Now, that which you said, that Hillel and Shammai argue about this, it's not the case. They are arguing about a specific case where a person was exactly even between good and bad. Whether he will have to go and be purged of his sins or not. Shammai said that the one who is exactly even will, yes, have to go, and Hillel said that God will ease towards and tip the scales or take away one of the sins and make the person more merit than demerit. In any case, this is all a temporary status. Then will come the resurrection of the dead, and after that the final reward after people have been purged of their sins, and most people will benefit the world to come. However, there are people who were so wicked and totally anti-God that their souls will be lost and destroyed and will not merit the world to come. What you say about the Kaddish is true. The Kaddish is a mourner's prayer, but to strengthen the belief of the mourner that God is the one who designates everything that happens in the world, to strengthen one's faith, even in time of crisis and in time of mourning.